The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnes, welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Well, finally, the Clinton email investigation underway, and she could lose a security clearance here, couldn't she?
Well, she could. You know, remember the FBI had done a big investigation, and of course the Senate had done a couple of them, and so her people are saying these investigations are done, they're closed. We don't need to reopen these, but they keep finding more classified emails that ran through her unsecured servers. And so there are more investigations underway. There was one started by the Senate Judiciary Committee back in March that we now know about. Chuck Grassley said this is the extreme carelessness in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. That coming from the FBI demanded that they actually do another investigation that got into the real details of it. Yeah. And now we've also got Judicial Watch, which is one of those nonprofit groups that's obtained by going to court, another 2,000 pages of documents that were on her email server, including 115 email exchanges that had not ever been turned over to the State Department. So it's she could absolutely lose her security clearance.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people have said, what did she have one? Why does she have one anyway? She's no longer in the government in any capacity and doesn't do work for the government, so why does she have a security clearance?
Good question. Now, some real financial troubles for Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois, the governor called it and said, we're like a banana republic. We can't manage our money. And he's not wrong about that. I mean, they've got 100% of the state's monthly revenue is going to be eaten up by court-ordered payments for unfunded liabilities, unpaid bills, pension obligations, that sort of thing. Forget about all the stuff that they need to pay for as a state. It's gotten to the point now they can't even run a lottery. The state lotto is going out of business because the legislature can't afford to give its monthly or its annual stipend to the lottery to keep it going.
Banana Republic territory.
Well, that's what the governor called it. They said, we're like a banana republic. Here's the thing. The federal government faces very similar problems, although on a much more vast scale. The difference is that the pockets are so deep that they haven't yet had to pay the piper like Illinois is doing. Yeah. I mean, Illinois has got unpaid bills, a backlog of about $13 billion. They have $130 billion in unfunded pension obligations alone. That's a lot of money. But the U.S. government faces shortfalls down the road. One day, the piper will have to be paid to the tune of trillions.
Wow.
Real money.
Just an incredible parlous position for Illinois. All right, Harley, thank you very much for that.
All right, thank you, Chris.
Harley Carnes in the United States.